Hi, it's Lijay Dusable with TitansOnline.com. Coming up, we'll be talking with receiver Nate Washington and also safety Jordan Babineau as we talk about yesterday's win over the Bills. Also, a preview of the matchup this week as the Titans get ready to take on divisional foe, the Indianapolis Colts. Stay tuned. I'm here with the hero of yesterday's game, Nate Washington. How you doing, Nate?
I'm all right.
Why don't you take us through that game-winning touchdown grab? You know, it being fourth and goal especially, what was going through your head?
Somebody had to make a play. You know, I think those type of situations you always dream of growing up, you know, you being that guy to make those type of plays. So I was hoping it would be me. You know, I was hoping my number get called, and thankfully Matt threw me the ball and I was able to make the play.
Yeah, it was definitely a great grab. Also, we had a great day running the ball on offense yesterday. What do you contribute that to?
Just hard work and persistence. You know, it hadn't panned out for us here in the early part of the season, but I think it's starting to pull together. You know, it's definitely going to be a definite weapon for us here coming up in the later part of the season, you know, so it's definitely getting better. We just need to build off of it.
Yeah, a lot of people don't give you receivers credit. On that big run by CJ, I seen you down the field blocking. I mean, tell the people how, with you guys blocking as good as you did, how we can get more big plays like that.
Just have to stay persistent and staying with it, you know, knowing that, you know, things might not work out on one play, but you have to keep running them, you know what I'm saying? Those type of things to pop off for you. CJ's one and Jamie's doing an awesome job of running the ball, you know, staying with the run game, so just have to keep working at it.
Also, we had no turnovers. I know that's been a real big emphasis on offense. How do we get better at that as the weeks go on?
Just keep working. You know, staying in the film room, making sure that we're understanding the defense that we're facing, keeping the ball away from them and protecting the ball. I think that's going to be a good thing for us.
You know, we got the Colts this week, a division foe. What do you think the game plan is going forward?
I think staying with the run game, you know, making our plays in the pass game when needed. You know, I think that'll be a big thing on our offensive end of the ball. You know, I think a lot of guys have been making plays, you know, so that's giving everybody an opportunity to get the ball, you know, spread the ball around a little bit. You just have to stay persistent with this offense, you know. Like I said, it didn't work out for us in the beginning, but it's starting to pull together.
I'm here with safety Jordan Babineau. Babs, how you doing?
What's up, man?
Well, we're going to talk a little bit about last week's game. You know, you had two big plays. First, a tip pass, and then on fourth down, you blitzed the quarterback and forced a bad pass. Tell us, how are you so effective on those plays?
Well, I think it was just a matter of understanding the situation. They needed a field goal, and we knew that they wanted to throw the ball downfield, so I was able to, you know, to kind of apply my studying during the week and know exactly what kind of route concepts that we would get. I was on the backside and figured that the tight end would try to come threaten my zone on the over route, and was able to get my hand on the ball. Okay. The fourth down, coach called some pressure. We dialed it up. We knew what their protection was going to be, and I was able to come free and get a hit on the quarterback.
Yeah, it looked like you kind of disguised it, like you were going to drop, and then you came at the last second and nobody picked you up.
Well, I figured that they were probably expecting us to stay in our cover two zone, and I just think it was just a great mix-up by Coach Gray with the defensive call and allowing me to penetrate the B-gap freely.
Oh, that's very good. Also, you know, there's been a big emphasis on tackling. You know, we're trying to get better at tackling. How do you think we improve on that this week going against the Colts coming up?
Well, the biggest way that you attack missed tackles is continually to swarm. You know, guys just got to continue to get to the ball, and it has to be a mindset. You know, one guy miss and the other guy makes him right, and that's what you see with great defenses. That, you know, there is no wrong players on the field because someone's going to make them right.
Exactly. You know, we had two big takeaways last week. How do we improve on that and keep getting takeaways as the year goes on?
I think the biggest thing is understanding that the takeaway statistic is what's going to help us win games. You take a look at the turnover ratio throughout the league, and you'll see exactly how many teams have won when they win the turnover ratio.
Exactly. That's very big. You know, you got the Colts coming up this week, a young quarterback, Andrew Luck. What do you think Gray will dial up, you know, to confuse the young quarterback?
I think, well, we certainly got to check out on film and see exactly how their offense is attacking, you know, down the field. Who are they using in their route concepts, you know, and kind of see exactly where their skill position players, you know, align to get the ball. Mm-hmm. And I think that's going to be effective to kind of help us get an early key on and help us put us in position to make some plays on the ball.
Okay. Lijay Dusable, Jordan Babineau, TitansOnline.com. And there you have it from Nate Washington and Jordan Babineau. This week, the Titans have a pivotal match against a division foe in the Indianapolis Colts. In my mind, there's three things the Titans need to do to win this game. First is be consistent in running the ball. Second is win the turnover battle. And third is win the time of possession. If they do those three things, there's no doubt in my mind that they will come out with a victory. This is Lejay Duzable with TitansOnline.com.